A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We were notified by the member of the family early morning a couple days ago, reference to a young lady being Diamond that was out of Maryland and somehow ended up in the Houston, Texas area. Once we got this information, we started to look into it.
Smack dab in the middle of our investigation, our team is shaken by a major development. A woman who claimed to be Diamond Bradley came forward.
At 4, a possible break in the case of two missing sisters, Diamond and Tianda Bradley.
Another year has passed, and still Diamond and Tianda Bradley are not home.
The family is awaiting DNA testing results after a Texas woman came forward claiming she might be one of them.
At this stage, we cannot move forward until we investigate this, because if this woman is really Diamond, then maybe she has all the answers as to who took them 22 years ago. So Foster and I sit down with Tracy's sister, April Bradley, who says she's been in touch with the young lady since the news broke.
When I found out first thing in the morning, I'm like, who is this number? And I seen all of these pictures that came through, and I decided to FaceTime her just to make sure that I have some type of trust with her, so that way, if she really are Diamond, I want to make sure that she gets the help that she needing to the right peoples. So I end up FaceTime her while I was at work. And I just asked her, I said, what made you think that you're Diamond? And her response was the way that she grew up, and her parents are treating her wrong every time I ask a question about where I'm from. And I said, well, you know what? I have the right person for you to get in contact with. So that's when I contacted Foster.
Investigator Foster and I hop on a call to discuss our plan.
We did have a chance to speak to this young lady, and she said the best of her recollection was it goes all the way back to 2004. She remembered being with a family originated out of Woodbridge, Virginia, to which she said that they were her guardians.
We convinced her to walk into the Harrison County Sheriff's Department to talk to the police and let the police have their detectives division talk to this young lady and get her to the place that she needs to be. A department who'd done nothing for her.
Because Harrison County turned her away and told her there's nothing we can do to help you right now. So then she was directed to contact the FBI, mm-hmm. which she did. They picked her up, took her to their office, did their interview, and they did a DNA test. We're still waiting for the results of that DNA.
We have a lot of questions, and our plan is to fly out Sunday morning and go to this young lady's house.
Mom is anxious to meet her daughter. I am Pam Childs, and this is Disappeared, the Bradley Sisters.
The This afternoon, the great aunt says their entire family is now waiting for DNA results to find out if, in fact, this woman is Diamond Bradley.
Shalia Bradley Smith had made it clear that this isn't the first time someone had reached out to the family saying that they are Tianda or Diamond Bradley. And every single time this has happened, it ended in disappointment, which makes me nervous that this could be more of the same. Could this be a hoax? There is also the possibility that this young lady is indeed a missing person, but someone completely unrelated to Diamond Bradley, which happens all the time. I want to speak with Shalia to see if there is something different about this woman coming forward or if it could be another false lead.
A Texas woman says she is Tianda Bradley, who went missing from her Chicago home with her sister, Diamond, nearly two decades ago. CBS 2's Megan Hickey is always investigating, and she's looking into what could be a break in the case or a horrifying hoax.
Okay. The woman that pretended to be Tianda on Facebook, can you tell me about her?
Yeah, 2020, I received a message from a young girl out of Texas. She sent me an email saying that, Auntie, this is me, come get us. I replied back, this is me, who? She didn't say she was, well, she didn't say right out at first. Mm-hmm. And then she went into Diamond got a baby and she's married, and it was just a host of things, but I had gotten a little hopeful for a moment, but I did contact the proper authorities. Of course, I called Investigator Foster and forwarded everything over to him, and he forwarded everything over to the other agencies like Chicago Police Department and FBI. But I just had things that were being said when I went on my family members' pages, particularly Rita page, Tianda's sister Rita page, and on Tracy's page, and on Faith's page. This girl was saying that me and George Washington came down there and visited them, and we bought them down there, and I knew that they were missing, and me and George been dating for years. Oh, it was just a host of ridiculousness. But she didn't know that I had ways of, while the FBI was working, I was working in the background too, technology-wise. I found her real pictures, tracked her IP, and found out who she was, but they have to do it officially. So Foster contacted the FBI, and the FBI went down there. They determined that that was not them, but I had known it by that next morning that that wasn't them. But anytime once a tip comes in like that, Foster got this saying, no stones unturned, no stones unturned.
Yes, he does.
So even though I had had information and knew that it wasn't them, Foster still, through the protocol of law enforcement, he made sure that it wasn't them. It turned out to be a woman living on the street. She was using the library's Wi-Fi with a tent. She had children herself. The FBI contacted me, and I pretty much told them it was cruel what she did, very cruel.
Yes.
I had to deal with a double whammy, so to speak, emotionally about that, but Foster would always say, drop the bullshit, let it roll off, drop the bullshit.
I can only imagine the toll false leads like this take on the family. But this current situation feels different than the one Shalia describes from 2020. The young lady from 2020 did not give DNA. In 2023, this young lady who claimed to be Diamond volunteered to go to the FBI for a DNA test. It seems unreasonable to think that someone would go and give up their DNA if she really didn't believe that she was a missing person. The real question is she the missing person that we're looking for? That's what I need to find out.
I was going to ask you if you could just reach out to this lady maybe at some point to let her know that we're investigators from Chicago that's going to be coming out to speak with her so that it's not so much of a surprise. I don't know how you're feeling about that, but that's one of my thoughts as to what we should do.
Just to let you know, I did have a chance to reach out for her via by phone yesterday as well as text, and I had not gotten a response back from her to let her know that we'll be coming down.
I don't think we can wait any longer. Once the media gets a hold of this girl, we may lose our chance to speak with her, or she may shut down or change her story to avoid the attention. We have to go now and hope for the best. We're sitting here with Tracy Bradley, the mother of Tianda and Diamond, and April Bradley, Tracy's sister, who is Tracy's guiding light through this whole process that we're going through right now, and Investigator Foster, who has been with the Bradley family since 2001 as a private investigator. And we have traveled from Chicago to Houston, Texas, all because a young lady put on TikTok that she is Diamond Bradley.
The Bradley family is closer to the possibility of solving this mystery that's put their lives on hold for 20 plus years. And it all started with this TikTok video.
This is Diamond Bradley. Can I see your scar?
Once we informed Tracy, Tracy's feeling was that you wanted to come here to meet the girl that could possibly be your daughter.
Yes.
You want to see this young lady, and in your heart, your mother, and you know you will have the feeling.
Yes.
Upon immediately seeing her. And what would that feeling be?
Just to meet my daughter. This has been missing for 22 years.
And you would know immediately?
And I would know immediately if, I mean, to know that that's my daughter. Yes.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Janice from Warner Brothers Discovery. Spring is officially in bloom here in the Northern Hemisphere, and with a fresh season underway, you might be seeking your own transformation. For some, that means a new approach to weight loss or nutrition. Noom has a unique approach. Noom is tailored to each person's psychology and biology. It's built to meet you where you are because Noom understands that no two people are the same. Noom stands out to me because it offers a holistic approach to well-being. From coaching to recipes, Noom's app provides personalized information to help you on your journey. I also think it's great that Noom doesn't restrict what you can eat, and it doesn't shame you for treating yourself, and treat yourself you should. What's more, Noom believes in nourishing rather than restricting. Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods, because this approach is about eating well and treating your body right. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Foster and I have been trying to make contact with the young lady who claimed to be Diamond for several days, and she has not responded. We were hoping to make contact by the time we got to Texas, but now that we're here, we decide to call her to try to make contact. It's a risky move, but time is of the essence.
I'm here. I'm here.
The point is, we're working at you. If it's not no DNA came in, why did y'all fly all the way from Chicago to Houston? What was the
because
point?
Your like, mother weird. Wants to see.
Because the mother of Diamond wants to meet her daughter. That's all.
Okay, that's fine. I understand that. But why does she want to meet her without a DNA?
Well,
question. This is the main thing. Wouldn't Tracy know her daughter?
Yes.
I don't feel comfortable doing that. I'd rather wait until the DNA comes back to me in front. Because the last thing I want is for somebody to remember what I look like and try to come after me and say I was plotting. No, I don't want nothing.
Nobody.
Sunday, then we can plan something. If the DNA don't come back, I don't want to see nobody. Respectfully, that's for your privacy and my privacy. I'm not free anymore. If the DNA come back, we can set something up.
All right, we'll respect your wishes. So that's where we're at.
Okay.
So how do you feel about that?
I'm feeling a little bit strange
just
about it.
Just
I'm feeling a little bit strange about it and a little bit worried that she may not even show up, to be honest.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit afraid of that part.
Well, you know what? She's the one who started this by going on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
saying I'm Diamond,
mm-hmm.
and we're here with Diamond's mom, and she should be willing to meet Diamond's mom.
You couldn't have been that afraid where you reached out yourself to say something is not right. I wasn't the person that I was when I grew up. I'm this person. What brought you to this place where you say you're Diamond? What brought you to that place? What are you so afraid to meet us for? Why are you afraid? That's all I want to know. Why are you afraid to meet the person who's going to love you the most?
And the thing about Tracy being here is that if Tracy had an opportunity to see this girl in the flesh, she will know if that's her kid.
Well, there's one thing that Dee and Childs had the discussion, and since this has been on social media, and since she has talked to all of us, and she's been on TikTok, she's been on Facebook, and Childs could agree with me that no one who's either went to school with this girl, whose additional family members or mother, sisters, dog, friends, bird, nephew, has stepped up and claimed this girl to be my relative, or I went to school with her. None of that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
None of it.
But she's gonna need support. Whether she's Diamond or not, she's still a person.
And you know, we had already discussed that in the event that the DNA comes back and she's not Diamond, that we will still assist her in her life with finding out who she is.
Mm-hmm. Well, then let's go from here. Let's do reverse psychology. Let's support her. Let's gain her trust. Let's build that relationship with her so that way we can get her to come. It may not be now. It may not be tomorrow, but it will be within the next 2-3 weeks. So let's just build a relationship with her. Allow her to open up to us.
But nonetheless, she's done all of these things and she's put herself out there. We didn't put her out there. She put herself out there saying, I am Diamond. And here we are to meet Diamond, and she's backing off. And I just feel like she's being influenced to back off. Mm-hmm. One thing is that, and I know Tracy that, and April, that your family has been on this roller coaster ride. And when this thing first came out about this young lady stating, I am Diamond, and now you're on high, and it's like everybody's excited, and you're really hoping that this is going to be Diamond that can lead us to where Tianda is. And to be kind of smacked in the face today.
How do you move forward? How do you develop a relationship with this young lady?
First of all, just meeting her. That'll be the first one. And second of all, just to get to know her, to let her know that her mother is here. And her mother wants to be in her life and see her. Even though it has been 22 years, and I still have hope.
The whole family is like on pins and needles waiting. And if you're not the only one here that's afraid, well, what if the DNA comes back and says, no, you're not Diamond? Mm. Then that's a big, here we go. We're going down that roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know, Pam brings up a very good point. We've been through a lot today.
Yes,
we have.
We've been through a lot. Yes. And this is not anything that I wish on any investigators or wish on any family. Today was a very challenging day.
Yes.
It was very heartbreaking, to be honest. Very heartbreaking. And having the thought to meet my potential niece, I was really excited for it. And now it's like my heart is broken into pieces. When we first started this, we are a whole piece of paper. And every time a clue come about, a piece of that paper is coming off. And how can we glue that paper back together now? So that's how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Are we gonna ever start gluing these pieces back together? Not only for these young people who's coming forward, but for our family as a whole. Can we just glue them back together so that way we can make the main dominant focus on only what's best for Tianda and Diamond?
That's one thing that me and Detective Chow spoke about. If this lady turns out not to be Diamond, how do you guys go forward, considering the experience that you experienced today?
So I would love to go forward as a family to have that protocol set in place so that way no one get left out. I want everyone involved in this because as a family, we have that right to be there to protect Tracy and her children at all costs.
Tracy, as we possibly come to a close, if you had a chance to not only tell the public, but tell Diamond if she's out there, what would you say to her?
My daughter, Diamond, you know, Mom, love you. You and Tianda. I need for you to come back home to wherever you are, wherever you have been for all these many years. And if anybody's seen them out there, get in touch with Chicago Police, FBI, my investigation, and let's find them. Let's find my two daughters, because it has been 22 years, and it has been a long, 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 long road for me and my family, and also friends, too. So we just gonna keep on praying and just keep fighting until they come back home and hoping it be a breakthrough.
April, if you had to reach out to your nieces today, Diamond and Tianda Bradley, age 33, age 26, 25 now, what would you say to them?
The first thing I will say is that I honestly am very proud for them, to be honest. They've been through so much without their family. And the one thing that I will say, we never gave up on you. My sister Tracy loves you guys to the day and is gonna continue to love you guys. And she's gonna continue to support. And on the behalf of her, we're going to love you wherever you are. And we're expecting you to come home any day.
Yes.
And when that day comes, just know that you have a family to support and to help you with all the emotionals that's going to come with it.
Well, in closing, we're not done.
Not
Even with the disappointment of today, we're not done. This is making us stronger.
It just makes us want to go.
And it's more and more.
Yes.
Better.
Stronger.
And faster.
Smarter.
Wiser.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we will continue until we have the right answer. Until we have Diamond and Tianda. We're going to live this out until the wheels fall off. It looks like we will have to wait for the DNA results to come back before we can speak to this woman. So many questions remain unanswered. Days later, facing pressure from the media, the woman decides to do a Q&A on Facebook, trying to address some of the questions, and we all are hoping it provides answers. This story has taken over social media. There are people on TikTok analyzing whether this woman could be Diamond Bradley.
Don't tell me how I feel, because you don't know me. None of y'all know me, and none of y'all know what's going on.
This woman had a Facebook Live that was seen by tens of thousands of people. She is frustrated by the comments that have been coming her way on social media.
So, number one, how do I know I'm a missing person? I've already been let know by the FBI that my alias, my identity is not fucking real.
She basically says that she went to get a job and an employer flagged her background. And she is saying that besides this potential false identity, she has a scar on her head and she fits the description of Diamond. Her memories pick up from around 3 years old, and perhaps people were accusing her of seeking money because she's very defensive that it has nothing to do with money.
This is real life. It's not just about if I'm her. They're trying to figure out who I am, period.
I got a chance to speak to Rita, who had her own suspicions of the whole ordeal.
Okay, so according to the FBI, you know, I guess this girl actually did do a DNA test. I don't know what the holdup is. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that ain't.
And,
what's the holdup, though, with the test?
Yeah. You know, I have no idea. I don't know if they're ever going to come back and say anything because it don't take that long.
Right.
It don't take that long.
That ain't no damn nigga. Them people crazy.
Because you know we took your mom to Houston.
What? Yeah.
To meet this girl. And she refused to meet with us.
Because she knows she's paying.
And so, you know, of course, that's what it all summed up to. Mm-hmm. You know, that...
If that was somebody, they would want to meet they found. I'm trying to say that girl. That's crazy stuff. Then you got them people out here making money off their story. It's just ridiculous.
Now, how does that work? How are they getting money?
When you get more views. When you get a lot of rules and stuff, Facebook pay you for that. TikTok and everything.
Well, you know what? We did our due diligence. You know, we grabbed Tracy in April. We went out there. If this girl is saying that she's Diamond, then, you know, we're bringing the mom to you.
And she ain't show up.
And she refused to meet with us.
Honey, I don't know. Yeah. I don't believe they're here. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't believe they... No longer. They left Earth the 5th through the 6th. I'm just going to be honest. They are. Some would have just came. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's not no white family, rich family. This is a poor black family. It's just like, come on, man.
Well, you know what? And that's why we are determined to keep their story alive by doing the things that we do, because... You know, we are talking about two little black girls, just like we got hundreds of black women that's missing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you hear them talk about it for a few days and then it dies. Mm-hmm. And then there's no more.
Well, Charles, we did have several phone conversations with this girl to the fact that we figured we'll go down to Texas to let her meet her mother, which was Tracy Bradley, to which she claimed to be. She convinced social media that she was Diamond Bradley. But unfortunately, it went really bad and really south. But at the end of the day, we realized that all this was a bunch of concert BS. And it's very sad that they took this family through this whole happy horse.
That's terrible. That's
not only that, but wasting resources, money. It's our understanding that Shalia had her to go before the FBI to submit a DNA test. It is our understanding, according to what she says, is that they did go to the FBI, they did interview her. That test has not come back yet.
Regardless of the outcome of the DNA test, it's apparent that there's still more work to do. Even if this girl is Diamond, she doesn't seem to recall enough information or be forthcoming enough to provide answers to the many questions that have come up about the case over the past 22 years. Either way, this is definitely the most exciting development in the past two decades for a case that is still weighing on the public's mind. 22 years later, in July of 2023, the public still shows up at the annual vigil to honor the girls.
Any more questions? Is there any more questions? Hope and prayer. Yes, it's been a long, long journey. And hopefully that this journey will be over. I don't know when. I can't promise you guys when, but just hopefully it'll be over. I just hope and hope that they return home to me and my family and friends. Yes. It's been very hard and stressful for this to come up like this. It really put a dent in it a little bit, but we still, like I said, we're still waiting on the DNA to come, and we just still praying for Diamond Tiana to return back home. Fail again. Well, you like I said, we have to still have hope, and I still have hope, and I still have my Lord God Jesus inside of me, that I will be fine, I will be okay. But other than that, we just got to keep being strong and just keep praying.
Does this one?
Yes, this came up recently. Yes, it has been very difficult.
Have you in all the 22 years reached this point in the details?
We have got this far 12 other times with the DNA test and everything, but this one is a little bit different for us because this young lady actually went forward and gave DNA tests. Our family are very grateful that this young lady actually came forward with the information and went for it with the DNA test, but we just have to wait to the DNA test to say yes it is or yes it's not.
So the other 11 times, you needed the DNA, but they didn't.
Correct.
I have one thing to say to each, I thank each and every one for coming out. Again, it has been 22 years and every year is gonna continue going on and on until we find Diamond and Tiana, okay?
Yes.
So I need you guys' support. I love you guys and continue supporting my family. We love you guys, okay? So I'll see you guys next.
Now that we've explored this lead, we feel extremely motivated and confident that we will find the person responsible for the girl's disappearance. This is not a time to let up on the gas. We are full speed ahead. The case is getting a lot of heat, and we are ready to put it to rest once and for all. On the next episode of Disappeared, the Bradley Sisters. And you said that Tracy having an additional son, another baby, years later, by George Washington, knowing that all of you guys, your whole family, is kind of got your eye on this guy.
Well,
is that accurate?
That's accurate. You know, that caused a lot of family conflict. Man, that caused a lot of family. I mean, Tracy was still around him, and I remember one time I called Tracy's house. I heard a man, and I say, "Who is that?" She'd say, "That's George." I say, "Why that motherfucker in your house?"
Disappeared, the Bradley Sisters is produced by Entertainment One, Gary Sherman Films, and Mainstay Entertainment for Investigation Discovery.
You can follow our show wherever you get your podcast, and we'd love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.